BU women's basketball wins its sixth straight game, improving to 6-0 in Patriot League play following a 68-52 win at Army West Point. We're now joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Melissa Graves. Coach, your overall thoughts on today's win?
You know, I'm really, really proud of the team. This is not an easy win to get on the road against a tough physical team like Army, who really pressures and who, you know, historically we haven't done as well with our turnovers against pressuring teams. So I thought we did a really good job taking care of the ball, but mostly on the defensive end, I thought we really locked down and really focused on what we needed to do and controlled the glass, which was a big key. Obviously, you know, they're leading the league in O boards. To hold a team like that to 9 O boards was really, really a huge accomplishment for us.
You got off to an early start, especially towards the end of the first and into the second quarter. After last year when you were here, you got off to a little bit of a tougher start. Took longer to get going. What was working offensively in the first half?
You know, we talked about that before the game, how we were down after the first quarter last year, how they came out and threw the first punch. And so it was a goal of ours this game to win the first quarter. And we did that. I thought, you know, Sam came out. She had a huge block at the end of the quarter to help us win that quarter by two. But, you know, we made some adjustments in the second and talked about, you know, reiterating what were our focuses on defense, because especially in a game like this, you know, you have to be focused for 40 minutes with them. Biggest thing I thought too was coming out of the half, I thought they went on a run in the third and we really handled the run, which I was really proud of them. I told them after the game, we made our run, they made theirs, but we made another one. And that was the big thing. We didn't stay down. We hit back and we continued to fight throughout the whole game.
Bringing up that run, you were up 13 at the half. They got as close as 2. What did you want to stress to your team in those huddles in the third quarter that eventually allowed them to pull away in the fourth?
You know, the biggest thing we wanted to focus on this game was keeping them out of the paint, keeping them in front. They run a lot of dribble drive motion stuff, which is why we switched to the zone. Although they're shooting a lot of threes, that's not kind of where their bread and butter is. They want to get into the paint. So switching to the zone was really good for us. We had like the third consecutive game where we switched to the zone and had some success. So I thought that was really good for us. We flew around in it. We worked on those rotations and, you know, it was successful.
Earlier, you brought up the work inside defensively and offensively. 42-12 advantage in points in the paint, and yet a 38-29 edge in rebounds. Even with Marin Durant struggling with fouls throughout this game, how did you feel your post unit did overall?
They're just doing a great job. On the defensive end, you know, we forced Hall, she's a great player right now. We forced her to take some tougher shots in the first half outside where she wanted to get to the basket. I thought that was really good for us to limit her. You know, the second half, they were trying to ISO her a lot, and we stayed composed in that. And, you know, switching to the zone, we had some size in there. I think the biggest thing is it's harder to rebound out of the zone, and we continue to do it. So to lock in and be able to execute that throughout the second half, you know, that was really good. And they're just working really well as a unit. The way they pass to each other, the way they kick out to the guards, you know, being physical inside. This was a physical game inside. There was a lot of bumping, pushing, those kind of things, and they didn't really waver with that. So I was proud of that effort from the post.